Today is Thanksgiving. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Thought for Today. Today is Thanksgiving. Now, from around the world, we are receiving lots of emails, telephone calls, and messages of sharing Thanksgiving with the University of Healing, with the Church of God Unlimited, with the University of Philosophy, with the Absolute Monastery, and with us people here too. And it's kind of an interesting thing to celebrate Thanksgiving. For Thanksgiving means different things to different people in different places. And I think Thanksgiving in Switzerland is when? Please?
Probably in October, yeah.
Oh, in other words, it's not in a few days later. I thought at one point we were talking to them, and they were saying in about 3 or 4 days they celebrated there. So, Thanksgiving is a day of saying thanks. Of saying thanks, and I'm delighted with all of you, and I think good about all of you. Have the unity notice there, the two pages or whatever it is. And I noticed I got a letter from Unity here where they're wanting to tell us all about their programs, all about the wonderful things that they're doing at Unity Village, Unity School of Christianity. And I thought their mission was exceptionally well written. It's kind of a nice statement. They type this as their mission. Unity helps people of all faiths apply positive spiritual principles in their daily lives. That's quite nice. Unity helps people of all faiths apply positive spiritual principles in their daily lives. Now, when all churches and all peoples choose to do that, when a mother chooses to help the children apply positive spiritual principles in their daily lives, what a blessing to the children. When a husband and wife talk to each other and seek to apply positive spiritual principles in their daily lives, what a great marriage they'd have. In a business, if the businessmen were working with one another harmoniously, and if the employees and the staff were teaching their people to apply positive spiritual principles in their daily life, what a grand business that would be. And if the University of Healing were to apply positive spiritual principles in their daily life, what a fantastic organization it would be. Well, that's just what we do. Unity has spoken it, and we do it. And I'm sure Unity does it too. But it's a beautiful statement, applying positive spiritual principles in our daily life. It's so easy to go around saying, be yourself and have fun, be yourself and have fun. Well, now, what does that mean? Well, what that means is applying positive spiritual principles in our daily life. The spiritual principles that guide our life are the being fun, being yourself and having fun. That's the spiritual principles. Now, have you given much thought to them? Have you given much understanding to such a direction for your life? If you have, you're experiencing a wonderful life. And if you aren't, then you're not experiencing a wonderful life, and you merely shift gears into applying positive spiritual principles in your life, and you'll have great things happening to you. Now, Unity has a statement here of their vision. And their vision is quite good, but their vision misses one word as far as I'm concerned. They say transforming lives through an increasing awareness with God. Transforming lives through an increasing awareness of unity with God. Transforming lives through an increasing awareness of unity with God. Well, now, we would say as God, because we're not working with God, we're working as God. Because we're working as the divinity that's within us. God is everywhere. God is totally throughout the universe. And I find it so amusing that in our metaphysical teaching, we teach that God is all and God is everywhere and there's nothing else that exists but God. And we're afraid to call ourselves God. And you know why we're afraid to call ourselves God? Because then we have to act like whatever we conceive God to be. Now, Unity has made great strides in the metaphysical movements over the hundred of years that it's been in business and doing wonderful things, but they're just now stepping out of the idea of let Jesus do it to you are the Christ. You are the Christ and you are God. They're almost at you are God. It's the unity with God, which is a big step in the right direction as far as we're concerned. Now, why is it churches are so slow in recognizing that God is everywhere? And that's not only unity, but that's every church on the face of the earth, including us. Why is it that our students who know that they're God, who know that this is part of our teaching, and they still say, God help me, you know, God show me the way. Well, that part's okay, as long as you know that that's God in you helping you and God in you showing the way. But if it's a God outside of you, then you're no better than the early Christians. You're no better than the peoples of all religions of the world who look at a power outside of themselves that is greater than they are and they can use it. And there is no power outside of us. There is no power greater than we are. And I give thanks for that fact, because that is the essence of what we believe. That is the essence of what we here teach. And I'm not in any way bemeaning or demeaning or bemoaning or belittling any other organization. I have been a Unity minister and student for many, many, many years. I was in religious science for many, many, many years. I was in the Congregational Church. I was in various other organizations for many, many, many years. And I would never say I'm downgrading them. I went to a Jesuit Catholic university, you know, Marquette University in Milwaukee, and so forth, and then a Chicago Theological Seminary, learning all of these various religions and philosophies, and they're great. But if we do not follow what I believe the Master taught us, it is done unto you according to your belief. So, who do you believe you are? Do you believe you're God? Who do you believe you are? Do you believe you're good and very good? Do you believe that if you will follow your heart, that you'll do the right thing? Listen within. Follow the divine within. Jesus said, go within to the Father. Go within to the presence of the power. So, I commend each one of us this day, this wonderful Thanksgiving Day here in America, to gather together with the realization that we are God, individually and unitedly. We are all God and we are individually God. And you say, well, how can we all be God and be individually God? Very easy, because God is all. And what does that do for us? That makes us all too. And if we are all and we are going within to that allness and listening to that allness, then there is everything that is known to us. There is nothing unknown. Everything is revealed to us. There is nothing to be revealed. Everything is known to us. So, this Thanksgiving Day, join with the churches around the world, join with the peoples around the world who have a great deal to be thankful for. And be thankful that you know, and you really do know, that you are divine, and that you are marvelously made, and that you, with your physical body, are expressing how much of the divinity you believe in yourself. And as you express with your physical body how much you believe of yourself, then you relax, and your eyes see perfectly. You relax, and your body does everything perfectly, because with tension, we turn off all the virtues and values of our body, and illness and unhappiness comes. And with relaxation, with peace, peace of mind, with the peace that passeth all understanding. That's the type that means that we feel great inside, we feel good inside, we feel wonderful. And this is my blessing to you this day. I feel wonderful. And with my perfect eyes and perfect ears and perfect nose and perfect sensitivities and perfect awareness of myself as the divine, I see all of my creation, that's each one of you, all of my creation, absolutely perfect. And I know that it is a mutual response. So this blessed Thanksgiving Day, open your heart to yourself and realize just how wonderful you are. And praise and give thanks for that wonderful quality to the divine in you that's revealing itself through you, as you, in you, now. I love you eternally.
Love you.